Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Let's dig into our Bible lesson for today. I'm excited. Ready to go into it. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. And we'll start a new series on healing. So you notice that I'm singing a lot of healing songs this morning. So let's get into it. John chapter 5. I read from the New King James Version. It says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 30 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well?" Make note of that. Do you want to be made well? The sick man answered him, said, "I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise up, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed." Here Jesus goes to the pool. This man has been lying there for 30. He has been in that condition for 38 years. And every time he's there waiting for the moving of the water by the angel. But when that happens, someone steps in front of him and he's not able to get to it. Then Jesus asks the important question, "Do you want to be made well?" He has his eyes on the pool and Jesus is right there in his presence asking him, "Do you want to be made well or do you want to be made whole?" Notice that Jesus, he said that the man was lying there. He's probably been discouraged. He's low in himself. He's discouraged. "Every time I try to get into the pool, someone gets out ahead of me. And so he is lying there, lying down, and Jesus saw him in that condition. Jesus sees you exactly in the condition that you are. He knows exactly where you are. But he asks the most important question, "Do you want to be made well?" This man is lame. He probably cannot work. He cannot have a family. His life is out of sorts. Jesus, when he thinks about us, thinks in terms of wholeness. This man is probably only seeking healing, but Jesus is asking him, "Do you want to be made whole?" As the other translations put it. Do you want your life to be restored? Do you want your life, every aspect of your life, to be made whole? I know you want to walk. I know you have your eye on the pool, but the important question that Jesus is asking all of us and that he asks us is, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made well? This man here has his eyes on the pool. Jesus saw him lying there, verse 6, and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time. A long time. Jesus knew about that case. And the man said, "I have no man. I have nobody to help me. I have no help." How many times do we get into situations and we say, "I have nobody to help me"? This man, he says, I have nobody to help me. Jesus, he's not thinking about the fact that Jesus is in his presence and he can do that. He has his eyes on the pool and he has his eyes on man. None of them was able to help him. But Jesus, that's my Jesus, he knows exactly about it, and he says, I know your case, I know your condition, I know where you are, and I'm going to do something about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, rise up, take up your bed and walk. Rise up on your inside. Rise up from where you are. Make an effort to get up from where you are, and I'll meet you. And when he did that, immediately he began to walk. He began to walk. Jesus knows exactly where you are. He's the healer. He is still the same. You see, in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, he created them perfectly. There was no sickness in the garden. There was nothing. They were whole. They were whole. They had perfect fellowship with God, intimate fellowship with God. But when they sinned, the curse was introduced, and that's when all these things started happening to mankind. That's when sickness was introduced. But Jesus, when he came, he made it perfectly clear that God had anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power. He had anointed him to heal the infirmities of mankind, to restore man back to wholeness again. Spirit, soul, and body, every aspect of man's destiny and man's life to be restored to the way God intended for him to do it. And so, the quick question when we are seeking healing from God is, we have to know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it is God's will to heal us. It is God's will, it's part of the redemptive plan of God to heal our diseases. The Bible says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. So let's look at three scriptural references that tells us exactly that it is God's will to heal. It is God's will to heal. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 3 to 5. It is God's will to heal. You have to be convinced of that for yourself. So let's go through those scriptures so we can be established in that fact. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 to 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, this is Isaiah prophesying about the coming of Jesus. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely, notice that, surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And notice, by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. By his stripes we are healed. He was stricken for us. Notice that verse 4, it says that surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. The Hebrew there, another translator, an able translator of the Bible, Lesser, he was a famous, very well versed in the Hebrew. He freely translates this. I'll read his version, verse 3. He was despised and shunned by men, a man of pains and acquainted with disease.
a man of pains and acquainted with disease. He translates sorrows and pains, and he was acquainted with disease. And as one who hid his faith from us, was he despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4. But only our diseases did he bear himself. Only our diseases did he bear himself. He bore our diseases and our pains he carried. Diseases and pains. While we esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Yet he was bruised for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and through his bruises, healing was granted to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That excites me. Through his bruises, healing has already been granted to us. You see, so many times it's easy for us to believe that he bore our sins. But here you see iniquities or sins put in the same bucket or in the same place as the healing that was granted to us. Do you see that? It is in the same redemptive package. He, a man of pain and acquainted with diseases. Only our diseases, only my disease did he bear. Hallelujah. Only your disease did he bear. He paid that price. At the same time he was paying the price for Adam's sin, he was also paying the price for our healing. And healing was granted to us. Hallelujah. And so Matthew, referencing the same prophecy, freely quotes the same thing that Isaiah talked about. So the first witness here is Isaiah. The second one is in Matthew, during the ministry of Jesus. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. I want to establish the fact that healing is the will of God for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, and when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah. Notice, he's quoting the prophecy of Isaiah. The prophet saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That is the verse that I saw as a young man that made the difference in my life. I said, if Jesus took my infirmities, if he took my sicknesses, then there is no use for the two of us to bear it at the same time. It's already been paid for. Hallelujah. It's already been taken care of. And so I am not going to accept that in my life. I made that decision when I saw it clearly. He himself took. How deep is that? He himself took. He himself took. He himself took. He himself took. He took it. Hallelujah. He took it. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He did all that when he was walking on the earth in fulfillment of that prophecy that we read in Isaiah. He himself took. He himself took. He himself took. It made the difference in my life. It made all the difference. I remember when I was young, I think I had caught a fever. And they took me to the doctor, and the doctor said, your temperature is really high. You have a fever. I said, no, he himself took. I don't have it. He took my fever, and I'm not taking that fever. I am healed by the blood of Jesus. He took it. He took it. He took it. He took it. The doctor couldn't understand it. He took it. If he's taking my fever, there's no use both of us bearing it. And I received. From my healing. I received the healing that has been purchased for me. The next witness, 1 Peter chapter 2, Verse 24. Oh, I get excited talking about these things. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Before coming to him, I want you to be established that that is part of the redemption program. It says, 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So first there is sins. He did that on the cross. That we haven't died to sins. We haven't died to sins. My life for righteousness. My life for righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. Peter is looking back on the cross. Notice it doesn't say you are going to be healed. You were healed. Why? Isaiah and Matthew say the same thing. When he was there, by his stripes, healing was granted to us. So in the mind of God, it's the same thing when it comes to the new birth. In the mind of God, when Jesus died and resurrected, the new birth was available to everybody. Everybody in the world can be saved or be born again if they want to. They, all they have to do is we tell them and they accept it. In the mind of God, healing is the same way. Remember, he said it was granted to us, or we were healed. So how do we receive it? We just thank him and say, Father, I thank you. This thing that has come on my body, you took it, you took it, you took it. Your word says that by your stripes I am healed. And so I'm going to agree with you and confess your word and say, I thank you, Lord, I am healed. I receive what was purchased for me. I receive it right now, and I thank you for it. And then you walk in it. Amen. So simple. The same way that the person coming to God say, he hears that the new birth is available, and then he says that, God, I know that I'm a sinner, I'm outside, but I've heard your word today. I thank you, Lord, that your word say that if I confess it with my mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe that he was raised from the dead, I will be saved. I thank you, Lord, you have purchased that salvation for me. I receive it. When he does that, God acts on that word, and then he becomes born again. Very simple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these three references will establish for you the fact that healing belongs to you. It's already purchased for you. All you have to do is thank him for it, and then, thank you, and then you enjoy it, the fullness of what has been purchased. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's already God's will to heal you. It's actually one thing to get healed, and it's actually one thing to also walk in health and walk in that. But for now, we'll look at it from this dimension. God's will is to heal you. Is to heal you. Is to heal you. Then the question becomes, this scripture also helped me as well, and it will help you. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. All these scriptures will help you to be established in the fact that God's will is to heal you. Galatians 3:13. Christ, the word Christ is Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So how do we know what the curse of the law is? Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us exactly what the curse of the law is. The curse of Adam and Eve breaking God's law, he tells us exactly. But in relation to sicknesses, he tells us explicitly what is under the curse of the law. Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us what is the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Deuteronomy 28. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 26, 28. If you have time, go through it. The verse 15 to 22 talks about all the sicknesses. 27 to 29 talks about all the sicknesses that were under the curse of the law. But the clincher is in verse 61. It says, also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of in this book of the law, will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed, or the Lord will permit it to come upon you. So when they broke the law, all these sicknesses outlined in verse 15 to 22, that's when it came. As long as they walked in the law perfectly, they didn't have to experience the sicknesses, which was part of the broken law. 15 to 22 talks about all the curses that came upon them as a result of the broken law. But in the New Testament, Jesus came, and when he came, he was made. He says, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing might come upon us. He was cursed for us. He was made sickness for us. He himself took our infirmity, and he redeemed us from it. From it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. God told them that when you do this, you will experience the blessing. When you do this, you open up yourself to the curse. The curse will come in. But then he said and came explicitly and told them that he has redeemed them from the curse of the law. He has done that for us. It belongs to us. We have to partake of it in the name of Jesus. It's for us. Where does sickness come from? Before, if I think about it, if Adam and Eve hadn't sinned, they wouldn't know what sickness is. They would have no idea what sickness is. Where does it come from? Jesus was very, he came to, the Bible says, came to destroy the works of the enemy. Satan is the source of sickness, directly or indirectly. He's the source of it. Luke chapter 13, from verse 10 to 16. Luke 10, 16. Luke 13. I love this account. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Follow me carefully. Now, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, I like Jesus, I like that. He sees it. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, woman, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. These rulers of the synagogues were giving Jesus a lot of trouble. They could have done everything about the case throughout the whole week. But when it happens on the Sabbath, they have an issue with it. Because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath. Then the Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? Notice. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound. Think of it. Who did he say bound the woman? Satan. Satan has bound this woman. He's attributed the cause of that infirmity not to God, but to Satan. Whom Satan has bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? What is the problem with doing good on the Sabbath? It's the day. That's not the difference here. The difference is Jesus is the deliverer. Satan is the oppressor, or Satan is the one that has bound this woman. But notice it says, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, that is so important because in the Abrahamic covenant, healing was part of it. It is not right for this woman to be bound by Satan. It is not right for you to be bound. It is not right for you to be bound. It is not right for you to be bound. Does she not have to be made whole? In the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. Ought not this woman whom Satan has bound of it? Think of it. He's emphasizing 18 years. Be loosed. Be loosed. Satan is the one that bound the woman. Jesus is the one that made the woman free. Hallelujah. Jesus is the healer. He is the one that made the woman free. The cause of the sickness was from Satan. I want you to see that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed? Act 10:38. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all, notice, who were oppressed by the devil. He's saying here that all the people that Jesus healed was a result of oppression by the devil. By the devil. That's where it comes from. There's no sickness in heaven. The Bible says that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If the will of God was done in earth as it is in heaven, there is no sickness up there. There won't be sickness here. He attributed all the sicknesses, infirmities, all the things that who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. Went about. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, and with power. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. That is the oppressor. Satan is the oppressor. Before coming to God for healing, be assured that Satan is the oppressor. Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is the healer. He's the one that heals. He's the one that heals. He's the one that makes you whole. Ought not this woman, he will say the same thing about you, ought not this my child, who have given birth to, purchased with my blood, taking their infirmities and their sicknesses, ought not they be loosed? Shouldn't they be loosed and walk in the health and healing that I've purchased for them? That is what he will say. He will say the same thing. Ought not this woman be loosed? Jesus, how God, anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. And he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never, 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 never changed. He is still in the healing business. Healing. He is still in the healing business. My Lord, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 is the clincher. Jesus Christ, if what he did in Bible days, he is still doing the same today. He is still doing the same today. He has never changed. He is still anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. If he has never changed, then he does what he did again in Bible days. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember, when Jesus Christ, when he was going to be crucified,
They said, the lead rulers asked, do you want Barnabas or do you want Jesus? And they said, we want Jesus to be crucified. At that time, Barnabas was free. Barnabas went as a free man. Jesus paid the price for you and I so we can go as free people and enjoy the benefit that he has purchased for us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I remember one time we were praying for a man. He had his back. He had pain in his back. And we stood on these same scriptures. Ought not this man, being a child of God, be loosed from this infirmity? We prayed for him and he said, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. Jesus Christ is still the same. He has never, never changed. To the glory of God, he was made whole. Made whole, made whole. We stand on these scriptures. Always in our lives and in ministering to others, tell them Jesus Christ is the same. He is the same. When our second child Joseph was born, the doctor said there was an issue in his hip and he wouldn't be able to walk for the rest of his life. If he walked, he would limp. It's not right. There's something wrong there. Immediately, my wife said, no, this is not part of the program. It's not part of the package. No, she said, by his stripes, he is healed. He is healed. He said, doctor, that's what your report says, but Dr. Jesus has another report. By his stripes, he is made whole. By his stripes, he is made whole. She said, you can take him right now. I believe that Jesus has touched him. And he said, okay, no, you go and come back in 7 days. They went and they came back, 7 or 9 days. 9 days. They went, they came back 9 days. The doctor was amazed. He checked it. He couldn't find anything. It was all cleared. It was all cleared. And today, he walks normally and doesn't limp. Hallelujah. That's our Jesus. Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what, no matter what, just get it into your heart that he himself took. He purchased your wholeness, sicknesses, the issues that you have to deal with. He's interested in every area of your life. And he said that I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Have the very life of God flowing in you that even sickness cannot touch it to start with. Have the very life of God in you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll continue next week, but I wanted you to be established in the fact that it is God's will to heal you. It is God's will for you to walk in health. It is God's will for you to walk in what has been purchased for you. And be established also in the fact that sickness does not come from God. It comes from the devil. He's the oppressor. Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. He wants to heal you, not only sicknesses, but every aspect of your life. Your family, your marriage, your business, every aspect of your life. Will you be made whole is the question that Jesus asks you when you come to him. That's the question. Will you be made whole? What is it that is wrong in your life that you want me to fix? Are you going to look to man or you are going to look to me? Talk to him this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, talk to him and say, I've heard your word. Talk to him this morning in the name of Jesus. Whatever you came to church with, that is why he's here. We come to fellowship. Talk to Jesus. Maybe there's some aspect of your life that is not whole. Jesus is interested in wholeness. Jesus is interested in every aspect of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wholeness. He wants to restore your life. He wants to restore your life. The thing that is causing you sleepless nights, causing you to stay awake, he says, will you be made whole? Will you be made whole? Will you be made whole? In the name of Jesus, talk to him this morning. Thank him. The same way that you took him as your Lord and Savior, this morning take him as your healer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone here this morning. I pray, oh God, hold us into every aspect of our lives. You redeemed us from the curse of the law. You redeemed us from the curse that we might experience the blessing that you purchased for us. You are the same. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, he sees us where we are, and he's interested in restoring our lives. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift you up, O God. There is none like unto you. You are the same. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And for those listening as well, maybe you are listening to this and you say, I don't know this Jesus that you are talking about. I want to know him personally. I want him in my life. I want him as my Lord and my Savior. Just say this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe that you were raised from the dead for me. Thank you, Lord. And I'm saved. And if you are listening as well and you need healing, say, Lord Jesus, thank you. I received the healing that was purchased for me. Destroy my sickness and make me whole. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. I declare that may you see his goodness. May you see his hand every single day of this week. May you see a miracle in your life. May you see his goodness and his mercy. May you return next week with a testimony in your mouth. Thank you, Father, for our time together. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. We give you praise and glory for what you are doing in our midst and what you do through us this week. Thank you that you said you will never leave us nor forsake us.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.